From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Record fuel prices and a slowing U.S. economy pushed the boards of Delta and Northwest Airlines to approve a merger last night. The combination, which would create the largest airline, still needs government approval. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The new airline will still be called Delta and will have a combined value of more than $17 billion. Airline officials have been meeting for months to make the deal happen. The sticking point has been the pilots' unions that have not been able to agree on seniority issues. Delta says they're still working on the issue and hope to reach an agreement before the closing of the merger. Delta CEO Richard Anderson will continue as CEO of the new combined airline. He said the merger is about addition, not subtraction. The airlines have such little overlap in their routes, with direct competition on just 12 of 1,000 nonstop routes. The combined airline will employ 75,000 people, operate 800 aircraft, and continue running all of both airlines' hubs, including Cincinnati, Detroit, Memphis, Minneapolis, and Salt Lake City. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in two sentencing cases today. Both find the Bush administration siding for the most part with the defense. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The first case up this morning involves Michael Greenlaw, sentenced by a federal judge to 37 years in prison for drug trafficking and firearms crimes. Ruling on his appeal, a federal appellate court on its own and without the government asking, ordered the trial court judge to impose a longer prison term. In an unusual twist today at the U.S. Supreme Court, the federal government sides with the defendant in arguing that the appeals court exceeded its authority. The government also is siding for all practical purposes with the defendant in a second case involving a man who repeatedly threatened his ex-wife and family. In that case, the trial judge sentenced the defendant to the maximum penalty, 5 years, without notifying the defense that he was considering a prison term longer than that recommended by the pre-sentence report and the sentencing guidelines. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush will go to Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington this afternoon to welcome Pope Benedict to the United States. It will be the first U.S. visit for Benedict as pontiff. Press Secretary Dana Perino says the president has established a bond with the Pope, and they share a lot of common values, including an opposition to tyranny and abortion. The president is a Methodist, but his views on social issues are close to Catholic teaching. Tomorrow, Benedict becomes just the second pontiff to visit the White House. There will be a papal mass in Washington on Thursday. Oil prices hit another record in Asian trading today. U.S. light crude for May delivery rose to $112.48 a barrel, and the contract later fell back to $112.16 a barrel, an increase of 40 cents over yesterday's record close. This is NPR News. Today is the last day for most to file annual income tax forms. Midnight is the deadline to get them in electronically or to the post office. Internal Revenue Service spokesman Eric Smith says if you're scrambling to complete the forms and can't make it, your best bet is filing a six-month extension instead.
If there's really any question about meeting the deadline and you think you might need extra time for whatever reason, get the extension just for your own protection.
The extension also must be filed by tonight's deadline. Anyone filing for it must still send in a payment if taxes are owed. Otherwise, incur interest charges and other possible penalties. The delay also means waiting longer for economic stimulus payments. Two car bombs went off in Iraq today, killing at least 53 people. Iraqi police say at least 13 people died when a car bomb went off in the former insurgent stronghold of Soramadi, the capital of Anbar province. The area has seen a sharp decline in violence in recent months as tribal leaders have joined forces with American forces against al-Qaeda in Iraq. Earlier, Iraqi police reported that a car bomb killed at least 40 people in the city of Bakuba in Diyala province. Dozens were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin today accepted an offer to become the leader of the United Russia Party, the country's dominant party. The move would ensure the continuation of his influence after he steps down as president and becomes prime minister next month. Putin was approved as head of the party in a unanimous vote by the nearly 600 delegates in today's Congress in Moscow. United Russia controls Russia's lower house of parliament, known as the Duma. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.